This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
So last night we talked about the five things that are five reasons why democracy will never work, according to crack.com or something like that. We got through four of the five, and of course we take your phone calls here about anything, so we got kind of distracted by calls, and we never ended up having time to get to number one.
Yeah,
so why don't we start with that?
Do you want to read the other?
If you want to do a quick recap, that's fine.
Yeah,
of course, people can hear them in depth by going and grabbing our archive at freetalklab.com from last night.
Yeah, so number two was, let me get this real quick. The more informed you are, the more partisan you are. So apparently, if you're generally, if people are informed about the issues, they're more likely to be involved in either one party or the other, or at least, at the very least, have a favorite. So that's one of the, you know, the second reason why humanity is terrible at democracy. I've got a page loading here for the first three. Let me start on number one.
So we're going to just do number one, is what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm afraid okay. three through four is just, for whatever reason, it's not pulling up. So, number one, we hate each other over imaginary differences. Ever since the shooting of U.S. Representative Gabriel Giffords by a clearly crazy gunman, it's become distasteful to talk about the political opposition using murder metaphors. It's turning out to be an incredibly hard habit to break. After all, things have gotten to the point that a politician couldn't discuss filling a pothole without referring to it as a new Holocaust. To listen to...
What?
I'm sure they have a link for that. To listen to everyone from candidates to pundits to the guy at the counter of the 7-Eleven, the whole Western world is on the verge of a bloody revolution. Yet, for the two groups of people who are supposed to be so ideologically opposed that nothing short of the extermination of the other side will fix it, they sure have a lot in common.
Indeed.
For example, a study asked Americans of various demographics and political stances about the ideal way they feel wealth should be distributed across the country. Young or old, male or female, Republican or Democrat, the answers they provided were almost identical. Despite all the talk of the radical left about overturning a corrupt system, despite all the screw the poor, only the producers should thrive, Ayn Rand philosophy of those in the opposite end, virtually all want to see wealth evenly spread across income groups, or at least way more evenly than it is now. That's just one issue. We could list many more, like how Republicans and Democrats have similar attitudes toward how the deficit should be reduced, or the need for alternative sources of energy. Economy, energy, and budget, probably the three biggest domestic issues any industrialized nation is facing, and we pretty much agree on them all.
We meaning the Republicans and the Democrats,
well,
not us.
He's saying we being most people. I think that the ends, largely, most people agree with us as far as the ends go. Wouldn't you say that's true?
Oh, I think most people want to
see a more even economic distribution. You want to see more opportunities for other alternative energies to thrive.
Sure, well, sure, yeah.
I'd like to see opportunities for people that are going to take advantage of the opportunities, or that are going to try to better themselves. Or, I mean, I don't want to see opportunities for everybody. I don't want to see resources spoiled just so that someone can have an opportunity if that's the necessary function.
Well, opportunities are created by people who have the option to create opportunities. Opportunities are stifled by government being involved.
Right. I think most people would like to be more free. I think most people like the idea of clean air and clean water. I think most people like the idea of having those the availability to do the things that they want to do, those opportunities, to create those opportunities. I think that's all true, but the thing the Republicans and Democrats agree on is that the government is the solution to a lot of these so-called, a lot of these issues. Whereas we on this show would say that the government is the problem and the root of the cause of a lot of these.
That's not what the statement here is, though. The statement is what do people want as an end, not as a means to get there. The Republicans and Democrats agree generally that government is the means to the end.
But right.
They're saying that just about everybody agrees on the end.
So you're saying, according to the survey, the responders are mostly socialists. They basically want an even distribution.
No. I think that what you're going to find is a more even distribution in a system of freedom. You're going to find that there are not nearly as many big wahoos at the top as...
I think that's true.
Because those people buy their way up there to some extent with government favors.
Yep.
So you're still
talking
about...
Right, so where's the disagreement here between us? I don't think there is one.
You disagreed. I did not. I'm trying to explain
it
to you.
No, I don't think so. I think I agreed that everybody wants the same ends. It's their means that are different. Huh?
Everybody but
No, that's not what I said. I think everybody wants clean air and clean water. I want clean air and clean water. I think everybody wants... Whatever, dude. I think you misunderstood.
What was the actual number one reason again?
The number one reason is that we disagree over nothing.
There you go. Well,
so we hate each other over imaginary differences.
Right. I think that's big. People need to create these illusions within their mind to justify that anger, that hatred, instead of they're actually projecting a lot of it, a lot of their own failings or their own shortcomings.
Upset.
Yeah, they're upset over something in their own life, so they project it onto others and then dislike them for it, when in fact it's themselves that they need to correct.
Yeah, so they've got all this in common. Not that they'll admit it. For instance, the same voters who say they want cuts in government spending oppose cuts when presented with specifics. They report that they are in favor of cutting the size of government, but they object to cuts in Medicare, Social Security, the military, or anything having to do with security, known as basically the whole budget. Don't get us wrong. It's not that there are no disagreements. It's just that we vastly overestimate the degree to which we disagree, because the differences are all we focus on. A big reason has to be that it is really the only thing that keeps the news interesting for us. Without conflict, there's no drama.
Mm-hmm.
Without drama, we get bored. We don't want the news to just give us information. We want a story. And every story needs a villain, a battle between good and evil. So as soon as we hear about some complex legislation or crisis, step one is to figure out who the villains are and start to blindly hate them. If we can't find anyone, then the story is boring and we stop watching it.
Well, just to bring this back to an earlier thought in several other shows where the idea is that government is a religion. It's that people will create illusions of other things. The government can't be the problem because it's God, and God is infallible. So the idea is then I will be mad at my neighbor or my fellow slave, and I will hold him down because this government is upsetting me, but I can't take it out on them because they're above me.
Right. It's the kids that are bad, not the government school. The kids these days are dumber than ever, and they're so, you know, they're angry and they're ignorant and... but that's not true. It's really the situation that these kids are the same as they've always been. Kids are kids. The situation they've been placed in.
Right. I think they're actually learning faster these days, especially with...
Not because of the government.
No, because of technology.
Right.
Yeah, computers and the imaging devices and all sorts of different means of transferring that knowledge into their being. And there's so many different ways now. Instead of just sitting in front of a chalkboard and listening to a teacher, you have...
Going through encyclopedias or something.
Yeah, audio books. You have... visual, just strictly visual, and so you have different methods of learning through different activities, and you have then more growth because it covers a broader spectrum than just simply putting kids in a classroom and regurgitating the exact same thing for every student. The one-size-fits-all mentality of public schools is the downfall of public schools.
Your thoughts are welcome at 800-259-9231. Mark, anything else on this piece?
Knowing this, the news media decades ago started covering politics like war or sports in the biz they
That's
call
right.
it horse race coverage. And they do. They say, you know, they talk about it as a horse race.
That, and it's also covered in a kind of a pop culture Hollywood method. Like, I've heard it described as Hollywood for ugly people, you know, where essentially the political pundits will name drop these people just like Joan Rivers would name drop, Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
It seems important to people how tall is a president, how old is a president, how dashing does a president look, at this point we haven't had any women one, so I'm just going to go ahead and use that term, dashing. These are issues. Well, this shouldn't be issues.
No, they shouldn't.
I mean,
distractions.
How good a man looks is an issue. Look at Abraham Lincoln. Is that a good-looking guy?
Yeah, you look at inaugural ceremonies where they have commentary on what people are wearing and how they look and, you know, what they're driving.
The first lady, good heavens.
Yeah, 1-800-259-9231. Saw that during the 2004 election and the 2008. It's like Hollywood for ugly people. More coming up. And violent people. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books. listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access, built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub for boomers and beyond.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Those features include our mobile site, so if you've got a smartphone, you can just hop on over to m.freetalklive.com for quick access to our streams and podcasts as well. That's m as in mobile.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI. If you've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, you need to know about SACL CAI. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained to resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients too. SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. And again, SACL CAI. It's right there at the top of our banner column. As we go right into your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. John is listening in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John. John in
Hey,
Florida.
Guys.
Hey there.
Hey, yes, sir. Just wanted to give you guys a real quick update on the jury outreach situation here in Orlando. As you know, the Chief Judge Belvin Perry has outlawed, or more or less outlawed, handing out jury information at the Orange County Courthouse. A few weeks back, Julian Heichlin did come down and successfully broke that order, got lots of media coverage, and handed out plenty of pamphlets on Friday and Monday to jurors without being arrested or harassed at all. And so we had to go out yesterday and sort of follow that up. Four of us activists went out there. We all handed out jury information to summoned jurors on Monday morning, and they didn't so much
awesome.
As even give us they didn't even give us a copy of the order when Julian went out there on Monday. They handed them a copy of the order. They didn't do that to us. They didn't do anything at all.
Wow.
The sheriffs radioed it in when we first got there, but other than that, they didn't come up to us at all. So it was very successful. I really want to give a shout out to Jason Freeman, who sort of spearheaded it.
How does it feel, John, to back down Leviathan, to stare them down? I mean, because that's essentially what you've done. This man in a robe has issued this edict from the bench saying that no one shall contact a juror. You're not allowed to hand out information. You're not allowed to hold a sign. You're not allowed to talk to them.
Wow.
This man has said that this is not allowed in this four-block area that essentially is the courthouse complex area in Orange County, in the Orlando area. And essentially, Julian came out. He stared him down. They did nothing to him. He came out a second day. He stared him down again. They did nothing. Now you guys have come back out without the hubbub. There wasn't was there news media there today? You told me that you were planning on not inviting them.
Yeah, there was not, and there's a couple reasons for that. Most importantly, because in my experience with the press is this is probably an old story by now. We kind of blew our load on Julian, and he got all the media coverage, and chances are they wouldn't come out anyway. But I wanted to really test to see if it was just us. Would they come out and do anything different? When you're surrounded by news cameras, it's really hard to see what they really will do because chances are they're not going to do anything.
Right.
So we really wanted to test that, but it was very successful. And as far as you asking how does it feel, I need to give a word of caution to anybody thinking about doing civil disobedience. It's extremely addictive to sort of stare down the beast and let them know that the people and the individuals and free will and liberty are really running this planet and not their foolish diktats and everything else that they want to throw on us.
It is addictive and also risky as well. Eventually you are going to get thrown in jail. You've already taken one trip to jail, as a matter of fact.
I've taken a couple, one more extended stay than another. But, it is risky, but I think we're at the point now that being that four of us activists were out there handing out the information openly, I think next week, we plan to do it again next week, probably on Monday morning.
Excellent.
I hope we have at least 6 or 10 next time, and I hope it just keeps on growing to we're at the point where it just goes back to business as usual, and we can continue doing the jury outreach every day of the week as we had been before. So
certainly the more of you there are, I mean, just the rule that you generally want to adhere to is that the more the merrier. I mean, the more of you there
Absolutely.
Are, the less likely they are to
yes.
make a move against you. I would probably, it would make me feel uncomfortable in a situation where you've been threatened like that to drop below four. But four or more, I think you're probably going to be pretty safe.
Yeah, I agree. I think we'll get a good turnout. I mean, most just like anything else, you want to see somebody else test the waters before you do it yourself.
That's
so,
true.
We had the heroic Julian came out here, then four others came up, and I'm pretty confident we'll have probably upwards of 10 next time, next week when we decide to do it. And we'll probably put in the Don't Take the Plea brochures and various other things because we have so many people. So I think we're gonna keep pushing it. We're going to win this in Orlando. So just wanted to come back around to you guys, let you know that we don't need to outsource our civil disobedience. We have our own people here, and we're going to make it happen.
Good on you, sir, and thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate
awesome.
The update at 800-259-9231. Definitely Orlando has turned into a hot spot within the last 8 months or so since last year's Pork Fest. for civil disobedience. And this is great news because the Fully Informed Jury Association, who's the kind of the national level organization that gets the word out about jury nullification, which is what they're doing, they're informing jurors of their right to nullify the law. Instead of judging a case based on the law and whether or not it was broken, they can actually judge the law itself. They can say not guilty because they disagree with the law.
Right. At Jim's trial, I definitely noted the judge giving his orders to the jury at the end there, and his specific orders included, you know, not putting aside your conscience and looking at it from the legal standpoint,
right,
from the law standpoint.
You must do as I say.
And basically be the machine, be the words on paper, and be the ones and zeros, you know, and instead of being a human being who has emotions, who has feelings and a conscience.
Yeah, right, who has a moral compass.
That's right.
You know, if the law says you've got to turn those Jews in your basement, well, that's what you've got to do. You and the jury are obligated to uphold the law. Well, this is a 1,000-year right of common law juries under common law, to be able to judge whether or not they think that the law is moral.
That's right.
And
they don't want you to know about it.
Right.
And that's why this man in the robe told everybody by edict that they may not do this, and the good folks in Orlando said, we're going to do it anyway.
It's only been in the last few decades that, in fact, judges and lawyers have decided that those out there in the riffraff are not capable of making these decisions, that we make the laws, and those laws must be obeyed.
And judges are usually lawyers.
Absolutely. Do you know one that isn't?
Well,
elected ones, I suppose, could not be.
I suppose.
May not be lawyers. But
I don't imagine anybody would vote for them. A few people would vote for
people
them.
People don't know who. When's the last time you looked into a judge race?
I think that there's generally a foundation of people out there that you have to convince, you know, those that are informed, and many of those people do vote in local elections. I'll admit to you that I've certainly gone to the polls and voted for people whose last names that I liked better than the other guy's last name, simply because I knew nothing about these two candidates.
Right, yeah.
It's foolish.
Well,
I didn't want to not fill things in. This is my right to vote, right?
Even still, that judge, when hired, is going to have to delve into the legal system and learn the laws that he's supposed to be deciding over and presiding over. So right then and there, you have this basically his life path is through the words on paper.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. So I think this is really great, this news out of Orlando, because otherwise, if these folks hadn't gone out there and called the bluff and stood up and done the civil disobedience, this case that the ACLU was bringing with Fija could have taken years to resolve. More on the way. You can take control at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available, so get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up anything you'd like. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and you'll find that we give you the features there for free. Those features include the bulletin board system. You may get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners over at bbs.freetalklive.com. It's totally free, like the rest of our website, bbs.freetalklive.com.
Silver's been on an uptick again, folks. If you're interested,
no kidding.
Yeah. If you're interested in getting some, it's not like we haven't been telling you, okay? I understand if you don't have the money, if you feel like you're living paycheck to paycheck, but Free Talk Live even has a solution for that. We recommend gold and silver as a hedge against inflation, an investment, or barter currency, and we've teamed up with Midas Resources, and all you have to do is go to gold.freetalklive.com. You can see some of the offerings that we have there. That way you can comparison shop with what we have to offer and what other places do. I think you'll find that we've got some of the best rates on gold and silver on the internet. But please check. Also, if you call the 800 number that's there on the page at gold.freetalklive.com, you can ask for the layaway plan from Midas Resources, and then what they'll do is they'll take you can set up to send a certain amount of your paycheck every 2 weeks or whatever to them. As soon as it's paid off, I recommend that you get allotments of 20 coins because it costs the same to ship one coin as it does 20. They'll ship it to you. It'll be locked in at the rate that on the day that you called in and laid it away. And if that was silver, if it was 60 days ago, you'd probably be paying $25 an ounce, and now it's $35 an ounce. So you'd be making money. Gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231 is the number here. We continue with your phone calls about what you want. Sean's calling from Wales. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sean.
Hello?
Hey, Sean. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I was just I just wanted to read something out to you guys, if that's okay. It's just kind of a profound quote.
Sure.
He was a great patriot, a humanitarian, a loyal friend, provided, of course, he is really dead. Now, this reminded me so much of Alex Jones. I was just wondering on your take of that actual context of that saying.
I have no idea what the context is. Can you repeat it for me? It was a little strange to me. Go ahead one more time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sorry about that. He was a great patriot, a humanitarian, a loyal friend, provided, of course, he is really dead inside. This reminded me so much of Alex Jones. I just wanted to get your kind of comment on that.
Is it the kind of thing that Alex Jones would say in your mind, or is it the kind of thing that someone would say about Alex Jones?
Yeah, it's the kind of thing that I think describes Alex in the most profound context, because he is an amazing patriot to your country. You know, he's a humanitarian, and I suppose, yeah, he is an extremely loyal friend. Really,
I wouldn't know any of those things. I mean, this isn't the Alex Jones show, so, I mean, I wouldn't know. I mean, I've never met the guy. I've talked to him on the phone once or twice.
Seems like a fine guy.
He seems like a nice guy. I think that his intentions are probably good in what it is he's doing. But
do you think he's dead on the inside?
I think that he's lost most of his life because, I mean, look what he does. All he does is look out for other people. He's never really thought about himself at all.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on a second. I mean, I know that it's nice to believe that, right? I mean, it's okay to help other people and to make that your life's goal, but it's not like Alex Jones isn't doing very well for himself at the same time. I'm not to say there's anything wrong with him.
Well, no, I'm just saying that he's not thinking about himself. He's just thinking about everyone else.
I don't think you know about what he's thinking, right? I mean, that's... Everybody thinks about themselves.
Well, no, I'm just saying this is my opinion.
When I get up in the morning, I think, I'm hungry. I need to eat. Oh, I need to take a shower. I need to go and do this. I need to go and do that. I'm thinking about myself all day, but I know that in order to get what I want in life, which is, you know, to live comfortably and a few other things, but to get what I want, I have to think about others, that I have to give them what they want. I have to provide them with a product or service, and I think we're all that way.
Right,
so,
the idea that consideration is the lubrication of our civilization. It makes everything work, our interactions.
What I hear from you is kind of like a worship, almost, of Alex Jones, and I think that's kind of spooky.
Oh, that can be extremely dangerous. Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah.
I probably just wasn't...
Like, he's no more selfless than you are. That's what I'm trying to tell you. He's a human being with the same wants, feelings, and desires as everyone else.
He definitely uses the show as a soapbox for a lot of issues that need light, that need sunshine. He does, in that respect, I mean, he does a good job of informing people of what's going on. There are some things I don't... I think he might be a little too angry for me to listen to him. I don't much like the anger speak and the sort of fearful speak.
I know what you mean. It can put a lot of people off, but you know, he has installed like 84 trillion, like the Federal Reserve have all the people.
Comparing to a government,
the Federal Reserve,
insane.
I mean, they absolutely rape in America, and Alex goes out there every day.
In the world.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
I read a great quote once, at one point, that everything that everyone does every single time they do in order to make themselves feel better. And
no doubt.
Once you internalize that, then you'll realize that, hey, that the bad things that people have done to me, they haven't done it to me. They've done it to make themselves feel better. So, you know, you can have a certain level of pity for them or whatever. And the good things that people do, you don't idolize them or lionize them or whatever for it. You just realize that they're doing good things because they've figured out that that's a really great way to make yourself feel better.
Yeah, it kind of spooks me out a little bit when people have this kind of worshipful mentality towards people that are in the media, whether it be Rush Limbaugh, cult of personality, whether it be Alex Jones or somebody else. I mean, recently there's some certain people in our movement that kind of have this around them as well, and I don't want it around me. I don't want to have anything to do with it, which is why when you called me a pundit last night, I was offended by that, because I don't portray myself as, you know, someone special who knows more than the average person.
If you're in the media and you're making commentary, you're a pundit. I mean, that's sort of the definition of the word.
Yeah, but no, it's not, because the definition is somebody who's, you know, like an expert or whatever. I don't have it in front of me right now. We talked about this last night.
And
I'm not an expert.
Definition.
Nope, I do not fit the definition, because I don't proclaim to be an expert. I proclaim to be fallible. I proclaim to be somebody who makes mistakes. I'm a man with a microphone who's managed to put together a business model that is effective.
You latched onto one of the words in the definition, and you decided that that's the definition, and that's not the definition.
No, I don't think so. What's the definition?
I'm working on it here, man.
Okay. Then don't tell me that you know what it is. And don't tell me I latched on
the words. I remember commenting on it at the time.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, my point being that I want nothing to do with that particular mentality.
Sure, I can see that. It comes with a lot of problems because then it's, I think it's the whole being humble thing that really sort of, go ahead. Anyway, if you're humble, this sort of mentality, it won't get to you. You know, you're just putting water on a duck's back. But if you can't maintain that humility, it will definitely eat away at you, inflate your ego, and turn you into a different kind of person.
Yep. I'm very aware of that.
Definition
to do with
two under Pundit. I agree with you on number one, that you can get kind of slippery and try to slip out of number one. Definition two, a person who makes comments or judgments, especially in an authoritative manner, a critic or a commentator. You, my friend, are a freaking pundit.
Okay, but you're using the second definition, which is clearly not
the first definition
as...
is the only one?
No, it's not the only one.
Do bears have to carry things?
But
in
it,
order
doesn't
to bear
very, things? It doesn't. The first definition does not at all apply to me.
The first one is a learned person, an expert, or authority. Yeah. Certainly, we are
none of
experts
those things.
And authorities on the ideas of liberty.
No.
More so than the average person.
Oh, well, that's just...
What
okay,
is an
now
expert?
Now you're just talking about comparisons.
What
okay?
is an expert? An expert is a terminology
Experts
comparison.
Are generally considered infallible.
What?
You go to the experts in a court trial
experts
because they know what they're talking
about. Experts make mistakes
all
the time. Take a look in the world around you.
Okay, but the idea of a pundit is to act as though you cannot make mistakes. Mark, don't you remember when... Excuse me. Don't you remember when we were told the rules of talk radio?
Yes.
And they were told that you are not allowed to, you know, admit that you're wrong. You're not allowed to, you know, be seen as fallible. You're supposed to take this position of this all-knowing, all-seeing eye, and it's nonsense.
We are a newer, better pundit, my friend. A person who makes comments or judgments, especially in an authoritative manner, a critic or a commentator.
I'm here to take phone calls from people, Mark. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. You can call yourself whatever the hell you want.
I'm only reading
Bring up anything
definition.
That's on your mind. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. I'm talk show host. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin. Just one of 11 great songs from their album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you this evening, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
As we continue here, don't forget, you can visit our website where everything's free, like the archives. So if you've missed a moment, just click and download. They're right there at the top of the site. And then if you click into the archive section, that'll actually take you back all the way to late 2006, all for free. FreeTalkLive.com.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you. Use that portal that we've created for you, HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com, and you'll get your first month completely free. Again, it's HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here. We'll take your phone calls. Just a little bit more, Mark, on this pundit issue. You're trying to get me to believe in the idea that you think that I'm a pundit or that you're a pundit or that JJ is a pundit. And as far as I'm concerned, if you want to consider yourself to be a learned person, an expert, or authority, then that's fine. There are also synonyms here that I think are fairly revealing. The synonyms listed for pundit are sage, guru, and savant. And I'm sorry, I am none of those things, and I don't want to be looked on as any of those things. I want to be seen as a human being who makes mistakes and who is fallible and is just somebody who's behind a microphone giving opinions.
And
so,
I agree that that's what pundits are, is that they are people who are not sages, gurus,
good,
or savants.
So I'm not going to use that term to describe myself.
Flaming idiots with opinions.
Good. Uh-huh. I'm glad that you understand that. So I'm not going to use that term.
Definition 2 is a person who makes... you don't have to.
Good. So
I'm only telling you what it means.
And okay, it's not applicable to me.
A person who makes comments or judgments, especially in an authoritative manner, a critic or a commentator. Are you a commentator?
I am
a
commentator.
Do you make judgments?
Everyone's a critic. Everyone's a critic, so everyone's a pundit.
They don't have a microphone.
Oh, I don't see anything in here about a microphone, though.
Saying.
A critic or commentator, so everybody's a pundit. You comment on my blog, you're a pundit.
There
right?
You go. Fine.
So, no, but the word has a very specific connotation.
Most people
and
don't
that
know what
is
it means
these
at all,
people
except for a person who shows up on television.
Experts. And the reason they show up on television is they're purported to be experts.
You've been on
they're
television.
They're purported to be experts at what they're talking about. I don't purport myself to be that. Okay, I'm not hunting my shopping myself around to appear as some sort of expert on somebody's television
indeed,
show.
But if Fox News calls and asks you for your libertarian opinion on something, would you go on their show and give it to them?
Of course, because I'm happy to attract attention to this movement. I'm happy. I do it because I'm the person who's doing it. It's not because I relish it. It's not because I enjoy doing it. It's because I'm here and I'm the one doing it.
When Jim Davis, Big Jim Davis, called us into the office and gave us the rules on being a talk show host, it was never to be wrong. I'm reading the definition here, and you're wrong, and you won't admit that you're wrong.
I'm reading the definition. Right. So you're telling me I'm a guru? Is that what you're telling me?
Look,
are you telling me, sir, that I'm a sage? Are you telling me that I'm a savant?
When it comes to, yes, actually, when it comes to the ideas of liberty and speaking about them on the radio to the public at large, you are those things.
Okay, well, no, sir, I'm not. That's your opinion, and you're welcome to have it. But to tell me that you think I'm wrong because I don't think I'm those things, that's BS, dude.
Look, there aren't very many people in the world, very, very few, and experts are defined by their scarcity, that can do a talk show in the manner that you do about liberty, take calls from the public, and not be stumped.
I would say he's adept.
Yeah, adept.
There you go. That's fine. I'll accept adept.
An adept person would be an expert at what they do.
Well, I don't just say they're good at it.
Make them.
Yeah. Look, Mark, why do we have to label people, man? Why can't we just, like... Yeah.
Just leave me alone, please. Let's continue here and take your phone calls.
Let me be wrong.
What is being wrong, sir?
Call.
I know what I am. You can call me whatever you want, but please, just look, I'm not a learned person. I'm not a scholar, and I'm not a guru. Well, let's continue here with Brian. He's in New Hampshire. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Brian.
Wow, quite a discussion. I'm a whiskey savant. Does that make me a pundit?
You can go ahead and claim it if you'd like.
I was in London last week on some business, and I finished up a little early, so I took a plane up to Glasgow, which is in the center of Scotland, because my favorite scotch is distilled on a little island called Isla. It's pronounced, or it's spelled Islay. But so I rented a car and went over there. Of course, you're driving on the wrong side of the road. It's white-knuckle time the whole time.
Yeah, it's going to be weird.
Yeah. So I took a ferry over to Isla, and there's 3,000 people on this island. I think they all work. They either raise sheep or work for the distilleries, because that's the only business I could see happening over there. So I was there on Friday cruising around looking for whiskey. They call it whiskey. We would call it scotch or single malt scotch.
Mm-hmm.
But... yeah, they just call it whiskey. So, I took a couple tours and talked to a bunch of people, very friendly. Of course, you can't understand a word they're saying. You know, I think they're speaking English, but you really can't tell.
Is it like, what is it, the guy, the character in that movie by Madonna's ex-husband, what is it?
Sean Penn.
Brad Pitt.
Train Spotting?
No, Brad Pitt, like, plays this Irish boxer guy who can, like, barely speak a word. Yeah, Snatch. Snatch. Is it like that where you can barely, like he's
you
just...
You can understand that.
Oh, really?
I'm sitting in a bar, and the guy goes, blah, 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 blah. Now, he understands everything I'm saying because they watch American movies, you know, and they understand my accent, but it's like, dude, I can't understand a word you just said.
Wow.
So anyway, that was kind of fun, you know, visiting Mecca for whiskey. And then on Saturday... all the distilleries are closed, so I'm a beekeeper. Mark, you're a beekeeper, too.
Yep. Wouldn't you like to be a beekeeper, too?
I spent Saturday looking for bees. So I put the word out. I go down to the local store. There's like one on the whole island. And I said, does anybody here know, or do you know where there's beekeepers? Because, you know, you go to the place on the aisle where the local honey is, and then you ask, where do you get this stuff? And, I just kind of started asking around, and people are looking at each other, and they're talking to each other like, you know, everybody knows each other. They don't even use names anymore. They just say, hey, do you know where's that guy that was doing those bees down the other end of the island? So all day Saturday, I drove around the wrong side of the road, and I found all the beekeepers on Isla, and it was just very interesting. You couldn't wipe the smile off my face.
Oh,
you know, talking to
like
them
fun.
About the local stuff going on and how different they use than what we do.
Were there a lot of beekeepers on this little island with one store on it?
There were five.
Wow.
Jeez.
That's a lot of people.
So
bees.
Was it your intention to just chat with them or to order some bees?
Oh, no. I wouldn't want to order bees. Just to find out what kind of you know, do they have the same problems we have? You know, we have the varroa mite here. We've got this colony collapse disorder. We've got tracheal mites. We've got, you know, there's issues that we have here. Do they have the same kind of issues there? So I just wanted to kind of find out what the local flavor was.
Sounds like fun, man. Well, I'm glad it worked out for you. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, it was great. No, whiskey and bees, perfect weekend.
Now, this is the mecca of whiskey. What about Kentucky? I thought that's where they make a lot of whiskey.
That's bourbon.
That's where they make bourbon. There are some laws about that. In the U.S., the U.S. government says that you cannot have anything distilled or aged to anything but a new oak barrel. And so that is the definition of bourbon. So they get new oak barrels, they char them on the inside with a flame. They make the barrels. They can't reuse them, so they send them to Scotland, and in Scotland they put the distilled liquor, the spirits, in these bourbon barrels from Kentucky, and they age it for 10 years, and that gives it that nice flavor. And they actually malt it using peat. They smoke it with peat to stop the sprouting process of the barley. And then that's why it gets a smoky flavor. And a lot of people don't like that because it's a little too intense. But I just love it.
Brian, how was it?
Aged for 10 years in whiskey barrels.
How was the flight coming back? When you, I know airport security in the United States here is excuse me, as people know, it's a difficult process. What's it like on that side of the lake?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, the flight, once I got on the plane, it was great. I had a sleeper bed. I was in business class. You know, it was great. But getting there, yeah, I wanted to talk about this a little bit because, you know, we talk about the UK being the center of, bad police state. But let me tell you, yeah, they may have a camera on every car, but when it comes to tyranny in the airport, we are number one.
Of course,
the U.S. government. Yeah. I mean, you know, they don't have... They don't have the porno scanners there. They don't have the rape, procedures yet. I mean, I saw a couple porno scanners kind of in the corner, but they're not all over the place. So this is one place where the U.S. is ahead of the police state in the U.K.
How was it coming back in through customs?
Customs was easy. Passport control, you know, I waited an hour in line. You know, I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Wow.
You know, once I got up there, the guy was like, 2 minutes, where you been? And here's where I've been, and he lets me through.
Thanks for the call, Brian. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Thanks for the story. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Hour number two is next. And the reason why you can take control of the airwaves is because I'm not a guru. And I don't
somebody
think
call in and say, I do not want to have this freaking conversation anymore.
More coming up. Hour two's next. Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.